Classic of the Country saw Fairland out of Division 5 taking on Cincinnati. Mount Notre Dame out of Division 1, and Mount Notre Dame got the win by the score of 55-47. In that game, Fairland jumped down to a 12-9 lead after one. It led 27-25 at halftime. However, a huge third quarter saw Mount Notre Dame outscore Fairland 20-8, and they took a 10-point lead at 45-35 through three, and they go on to get the win by the score of 55-47, including that key third quarter to give Mount Notre Dame the victory. For Mount Notre Dame, leading the way for them was Kaylee Bransford. She had 24 points and 8 rebounds, knocking down 4 three-pointers on the afternoon. And for Fairland, leading the way, it was Bailey Russell, who had 17 points for the contest. She would knock down 3 three-pointers for the game. Also, 7 points apiece for Cameron Barnett, as well as Ava Lane and Addison Godby also had 7 points for the game for Fairland in the losing effort. For Mount Notre Dame, they get a 2-0 at this year's Classic in the Country, and they improve their record now to 13-2 overall. Fairland, with the loss, will drop their record to 12-2, just their second loss of the season. Game number 11 of the Classic in the Country going on as we speak. That has Magnificat out of Division 1 taking on Winton Woods out of Division 2. Magnificat, a record of 10-4 on the season. And they're ranked number 2 in the latest Max Preps RPI rankings in the Northeast District. Last year, they went all the way to the Division 1 state semifinals. For Winton Woods, they are in Division 2, as I mentioned, ranked number 1 in the latest RPI rankings out of the Southwest District. Last year, they made it to the Division 1 district championship game from a season ago. And game number 11 has Magnificat taking on Winton Woods. Reporting from the Classic of the Country, I'm Matt Croy.